हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ॐ गणानां त्वा गणपतिगं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमम् ज्येष्ठराजं महागणपतये आवहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. सो इन् अद्वैत प्रकरणम् इन् माण्डूक्य उपनिषत् इट् लुक्स् आस् दो वी हेवन्ट् मेट् फर् लाङ्ग् टैम्. सो इन् माण्डूक्य Upanishad is this Advaita Prakaranam. We were seeing the important topic of Gaudapada Acharya negating the Srishtihi. And the purpose of negating the Srishtihi is to show that Brahman is to negate the Srishtihi. Negation of Srishti is to establish the Advaitam, non-duality of the reality. We have to remember what is the purpose of what must be very clear. What is the purpose of negating the Srishtihi negation, the Srishtihi creation? So what is there is only manifestation, there is no creation. It is only vyaktihi, there is only abhivyaktihi, there is no srishtihi. The word in Sanskrit language, abhivyaktihi means manifestation. Abhivyaktihi, I wanted to learn this word. Abhivyaktihi, manifestation. Srishtihi, creation. So what was already there, you know, continues to be in a appearing in a different form is what? Manifestation. What was not there before, something comes into existence newly, it is creation. So here Acharya, Gaudapada Acharya establishes there is no Srishtihi at all. If there is no Srishti means there is only manifestation, there is only Abhivyaktihi. So which means he negates the creation, negates the Srishtihi. So what is the purpose of negating the Srishtihi? The purpose of negating the Srishti is to establish the Advaitam. Advaitam means non-duality of the reality. Parampurul ondrai thavira vera irandavathu porul ondru illai. In order to establish there is no second thing other than the reality, there is only the non-duality, non-dual reality. So to establish Advaitam, he negates the Srishtihi. And to negate the Srishtihi, he has to show how Brahman is not the Jagat Karanam. Jagat is not the Karyam, and therefore if the Jagat is to show Jagat is not the Karyam, he has to show Jagat is Brahman is not the Karanam also. So in order to say how Brahman is not the Karanam, Jagat is not the Karyam, the important prakriya used is Adhyaropa Apavada Prakriya. I'm repeating certain things, please bear with me just for me to come back to the class. I have to come back to the class, so I have to repeat. So Adhyaropa Apavada Prakriya, Adhyaropa Apavada method Acharya uses in order to say that the Jagat is not the Karyam, to say Brahman is not the Karanam, thereby he negates the creation, thereby he establishes the Advaitam, non-duality of the reality. So the Adhyaropaha and Apavadaha involves totally there are four steps. Adhyaropaha in Sanskrit language means superimposition and taking the universe as the effect. First of all, you have to know, go from the known to the unknown. known to the unknown. Now what we know is Jagat. What we do not know is Brahman. We have to arrive at the unknown Brahman through the known Jagat. So this Jagat is something experienced, known to us, what is existent for us. And this Jagat, is presented as the creation. First, Karyam. Jagat Karyam. So this is called what? Now, when you state Jagat is Karyam, it is the Adhyaropaha, step 1. Once you say Jagat is Karyam, Jagat is, universe is an effect, when you say, first step. And you say, if it is an effect, there must be the Karanam. And what is the Karanam? You say, Jagat is the Karyam. You say, the Karanam of the Jagat is Brahman, you say. Cause of this effect universe is Brahman. This is called, the Karanatvam is superimposed upon Brahman. Okay, the Karanam, Jagat, the Karanam of the universe is Brahman. When once you superimpose, the next step, the third step, what do you do? Apavada begins. Once the Karanam of the universe is Brahman, and you analyze the probe into the nature of the Karanam, yes, you understand, you see the whole, understand the effect from the standpoint of the Karanam, then you say, there is only Karanam. There is no Karyam at all. The entire Karyam is nothing but Karyam. When you say, the Karyam is Karanam, Jagat is Brahman, means they are not two different things. Karanam alone appears in the form of the Karyam. Brahman alone appears in the form of the universe. Like what? Like clay alone appears in the form of the pot. Then you say, there is no Karyam. If you search after arriving at the Karanam Brahma, if you search for the Karyam, you do not find the Karyam at all. There is no Karyam, there is only Brahman. Like, you know, when you, after arriving at the clay, if you first you take the pot as an effect, and arrive at the clay as the Karanam, then you search for the pot, you don't find the pot. Why? Pot is only a name and form, an appearance of the clay. Clay alone is there in the form of pot. Then you negate what? You negate the Karyatvam of, negate the Karyam. Negation of the Karyam is Apavada number 1, step 1. Then after negating the pot being, Jagat being the Karyam, and negating the Karyam, Jagat as the Karyam, once Jagat is not the Karyam, then Brahman cannot have the status of being the Karanam. Isn't it? You are not negating Brahman, you are negating the causal status of the Brahman. The Brahman status of being the Karanam you negate. Karnatam also you negate. That is the fourth step. The two negation steps in negation, two steps in superimposition. So Karyam asti, then say Karanam of the Jagat, this Karyam is the Brahman. Later on you say there's only Karanam, there's no Karyam at all. Once you say Karyam is not there, Brahman alone is Karanam, status also goes. Isn't it? This is how through Adhyaropa Apavada method, Karanakarya Prakriya or Srishti Prakriya, you establish the what? Advaitam, Brahmanaha Advaitam, your non-duality of the reality. What is there is only Brahman. There is no Karanam, there is no Karyam, there is no Jagat. Then what is there? Brahman alone is. So this is what the, this what the, to this method, this is how Advaitam is established. So for which, so Jag Brahman is not the Karanam, that has to be said here, and for which we saw many verses, and first he used the logically he established the Brahman being not the cause, Thereafter he, that's called yukti. Yuktihi, through reasoning, he established how Brahman is not the Karanam. Thereafter many verses, until 30th Karika, we were seeing before, the Upanishad presents the Shruti quotations, through used quotation, presenting the quotations of the Shruti Upanishads itself, the Upanishad establishes the Brahman being not the Karanam. I said Yukti and Shruti. He gives Yuktya Shrutya, Brahman being not the Karanam is established. This is the brief presentation of the previous teaching, isn't it? Okay. So that way we have come to the 24th Karika. Nehana neti cham nayad. Indro maya bhirityapi. Ajayamano bahudha.
Ajayamano bahudha.
Maya yajayate stusaha.
Maya yajayate stusaha.
So here, neha nana asti kinchana. This kinchana is not there. Na iha nana asti is the Kathopanishad sentence. The second chapter, first mantra. The first, second chapter, first section, second mantra, 11th mantra, I think. Na iha nana asti means there is no this plurality which you are perceiving here in this universe. It is not there at all. This plurality is not real. Like what? When you go to the, when you see the ocean, you can say, when we say there are so many waves constitute this ocean, there are so many waves, when you can say, na iha nana asti. All these plurality of waves which you are experiencing, you don't need to deny your own perception. You know, we are experiencing, we are perceiving the plurality of waves. So many waves are there, but you can say what? Really speaking, nana iha nasti. This plurality of waves is not here. What is really there is only one substance called water. Similarly here, we also, the innumerably countless forms and names, varieties, innumerable countless objects which constitute this world, which you are experiencing, this plurality is really not there. We can't say it is not there at all. Is there plurality or not? Nana iha asti or not? Nana means variety, plurality. Is it there or not? We can't say it is not there at all, but we cannot say it is really there. Is there plurality of waves or not? If you ask, what will you say? We are experiencing waves. How can you say it is not there at all? We cannot say it is not there at all, but definitely we have to say what? It is not really there. It is not really there. Therefore, that's why iha nana na asti means what? Absolutely there is no plurality at all. What is there is absolutely, what is there is only Brahman. This quotation is from Kathopanishad. What does it say? Which means Brahman is neither the, there is neither the Karanam nor the Karyam. There is only Brahman in the form of Jagat. That is the meaning. Then Amnayat. Amnayaha means here the Veda only, Shrutihi. The next, Indraha Mayabihi. Indraha Mayabihi is another quotation from another Upanishad. It is a Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. So Mayabihi means not my, the Indraha here means Paramatma, Parambrahma. The word Indraha does not mean Devendra. The word Indraha means Paramatma, Parambrahma. The Parambrahman alone, only Paramatma alone. Maya Bihi means what? In the plural, he has used the word plural, really speaking. The Maya obtaining in the form of many vrittis or many the minds, what now? Appears to be many. Only reality appears to be many because of this Maya. It's like how when you fall asleep, you see the dream world. But how you, even though in one you are only one person, and in you there is a world, the dream world of plurality. No, there is an experiencer, there is experienced world, experienced objects, and you see the dream world is what? World of objects of plurality. It is the world of varieties of objects. Nana. In the dream you see the plurality, you're experiencing the duality. There is experiencer, experienced duality, and there is a dream, there is a plurality of objects. Everything is there, but it's all what now? Not really there. It as though there. And how is it possible for you to have the dream? It is because of sleep. Keeping awake, you cannot see the plurality of objects and duality, experienced duality you can't have keeping awake. Only when you fall asleep, the dream creation is possible. Similarly, only when you remain in sleep of ignorance, even in the waking also is typically like another dream only. The experiencer, experienced universe, this difference, and the plurality of objects, which is not denied here, but which is not absolutely real. Only seemingly real plurality, duality, mistaken to be absolutely real, really speak, it's all because of Maya. Maya, we can say avidya, ignorance. See, knowledge, in knowledge, you can see the duality, you can see the plurality, but it will not be absolutely real for you. It's only relatively real. But in ignorance, what is the duality and plurality which you are experiencing seems to be very much real. Very much real for you. Therefore, it's all in avidya, the perception becomes real. In knowledge, perception becomes just perception, mithya. Not real, mithya. The next he says, ajayamanaha bahuda mayaya jayate tu saha. So saha means that paramatma obtaining as the jiva in everyone, every individual, is what now? Jayate. No, Paramatma jayate or what? How can you say even jiva is not born? Every time when somebody is born, what do we say? An individual child is born means, who is born there? Is jiva born? Really speaking, the jiva is also not born. Only the body of the child is born. Body, mind, and the individual, the body, mind, complex is born means, is jiva born there? As I, the person obtaining in every, the body, mind, and complex is not born, only manifests. The body, mind, complex is a manifesting medium. When it is available, there is a manifestation of Paramatma as jiva. Jiva is a manifestation of Paramatma only. Because of the identity with the body mind complex, the manifest Paramatma attains the jiva status. The jiva status is due to the wrong identity. Suppose identity is not with the manifesting medium, then what is jiva? Manifest Paramatma. Paramatma manifest manifests in the given body mind's complex, identified with the body mind's complex, gets the name Jivaha. Really speaking, that's why he says the identity is because of the ignorance. So he says, Saha Ajayamanaha. Ajayamanaha means Tondradavan Pirakkada, the one who is unborn, ever birthless, deathless, eternal, unborn. You know, unborn Paramatma, the absolute reality, obtaining of consciousness, Ajayamanaha, Bahuda Jayate, seems to be born in many ways, many forms. You know, how seems to be born? Mayaya, only because of Maya, only because of the ignorance it seems to be born. Like what we already seen the previous example, just as pot space is not, there is no such thing called birth of a pot space. Because there is no such a thing called pot space at all. There is only one space which is neither pot space or room space, just the space. An indivisible, partless, whole space which does not come, does not go. But when the pot comes into existence, and we say the pot space is born, the pot space is not there, but we talk about the birth of a pot space. Because what? Here is called superimposition. The birth is the dharma of the pot. And that the pot's dharma, pot's attribute, the birth, is superimposed upon the space. Never what say no, pot space is born. Similarly here, when there are so many pots you keep, you can say what now, many pot spaces have born, many pot spaces are born, also you can say. So one space, indivisible, partless whole space, no, he seems to be born as many pot spaces because of the existence of many pots. Similarly, here also he says, Saha Ajayamanaha Bahuda Jayate. The same way, here the Paramatma, the Atma, the truth of every individual, really speaking, one partless, indivisible, partless, holy consciousness seems to be born, you know, Bahudha, in many ways. There is no such thing called coming into existence of the Atma at all. Atma cannot come, does not go, does not move. That is what is said in the 24th mantra, which we already saw before. Now we will go to the next mantra, 25th mantra.
Sambhuterapavadacha Sambhavah Pratishidhyate. Konvenam
Janayediti
Karanam Pratishidhyate.
Sambhuterapavadacha
Sambhavah Pratishidhyate. Konvenam Janayediti Karanam Pratishidhyate. Here Sambhutihi means coming into existence. See, Sambhavaha means totram. coming into existence called sambhavaha. Happening, coming into existence is called sambhavaha. In Tamil also we have the word sambhavaha, sambhavam. O nigalvun solvom, nigalvu. So sambhavaha is a masculine gender word and sambhutihi is a feminine gender word. Sambhavaha is equal to sambhutihi. Sambhutihi means what? Happening, coming into existence, totram. Then, see, apavadat, now, because adhyarapin, apavada prakriya, when you negate the karanatvam of Brahman, by negating the karyam, thereafter, through the negation of karyam, and thereafter negating the karana status, what now? No, you are negating the very creation. So sambhutihi here means what? Creation. So the literal sambhutihi is equal to coming into existence, happening, creation. Sambhutehe apavadatcha. So through negation, the srishti is negated. Then sambhavaha pratishidyate. No, sambhavaha, because very birth is the sambhavaha, the birth, the coming into existence is actually not possible. Pratishidyate. Why? Because even if we say the part space is born, part space is born means who causes the birth of a part space? Similarly, if we say jiva is born, if you say, he says, who causes the birth of a jiva? Yes, kaha nu yenam janayet. Yar ivarai pirakkavaippadu. Who causes the birth? Who creates the jiva? Who is the creator of the jiva? Even if you say jiva is created, jiva is born, who creates the jiva? Who is the creator of the jiva? Who caused the birth of a jiva? If you analyze, karanam pratishiddhi, there is no cause. If you ask this question, who is the creator of jiva? There is no creator of jiva. Why? There is no jiva at all. And where is the question of creator of jiva? If you say jiva is born, then you have to say who is the cause for the birth of a jiva. Birth, you can say birth of the body, you can say father is the cause of the birth of the body. But not the jiva. Isn't atma? Therefore, kaha nu yenam janayet. Who else can create the jiva? Create the jiva. Jivanai thotrippadu yaarna yaarum kediyadu. Udambai vena appa thotrivikkalam. The father can be responsible for the body to come into existence. If even father does not create, does not make like a pot maker making the pot, isn't it? Father is responsible for the body's birth, father and mother. But jiva is not created by anybody. Therefore, this is called Akshepartha Prashnaha. This question is actually an objective, the question in the form of objection. Kaha no yenam janayet. It's typically like if you say part space is there, part space is born, if you say, who is the creator of the part space? There's no creator of part space. Just the space appears as part space, that's all. Similarly, here kahanu yenam janayet. Who is the creator of the jiva? When you ask, karanam pratishidyate. There is no cause of jiva. There is no cause of pot space. Pot space is not the product of the total space. Pot space is not even the part of the total space. We had two things. Is part space product of the total space, or is part space part of the total space? It is neither the product nor the part. You can't even say it's a part. No way. Part space is total space. Is neither the product nor the part. Is it clear? That is what he wants to say here. Neither the part, isn't it? Not even the part. We always say, I am part of Bhagavan, the whole. We say that because we are not totally clear. So we want to at least, I am part of Bhagavan, the whole. I am part of the whole. As a physical, from the standpoint of body, mind and complex, you can say, I am part of the whole. As an individual, you can say what? I am part of the whole. But as Atma, you can never say, I am part of the whole, I am the whole. Now, how to get that point? You have to ask this question, is part space product of this space, total space? We say no. Total space has not created the part space. If it has not created, can we say part space is part of the total space? No. It is not even part of the total space. Then what is part space now? Part space is not the part, but it is the space. Part space is the total space. That's why what he says, karanam pratishidyate. You know, it is not accepted, it is rejected. There is no karanam. Therefore, he says, and Shankara says then the context, if a person sees the oneness of, it's like, the person sees the oneness of the space, space is what? Oneness of the space, the person sees, and where, how can it talk about the part space? And if part space is not there, means where is the question of part space having shokaha and mohaha? Where is grief and delusion and sorrow for the part space? Similarly here also, if there is no jiva at all, jiva is neither the product of the Paramatma, jivatma is not the product of Paramatma, nor is jivatma part of the Paramatma, jivatma is nothing but Paramatma. The jivatva status is just because of this identity with the body, mind and complex. The part space is not identified with the part, then it loses the adjective part space. Isn't it? Loses this status of being the part space. It is just a space. Similarly, the jivaha, even the I, actually substance or substantive I, the consciousness, also is what now? Neither the part nor the product of Paramatma, the Chaitanyam, the consciousness. I am consciousness. Identity is there, then the jiva status comes. Therefore, one who sees the oneness of the truth, for such a person, there is no individuality, therefore there is no shokaha, mohaha. Otherwise, what he says, you know, he will be going from death to death. If you do not see the oneness of the truth, then one will be going from death to death. He'll be in samsara. That's what he says. The next, we'll go to the next one, next mantra. Sayesha neti neti ti. Vyakhyatam ninnute yataha
சர்வமக்ராஹ்ய
பாவேன
ஹேது நாஜம் பிரகாஷதே. சயேஷ நேதி நேதி தி வ்யாக்யாதம் நின்னுதே யதஹ. சர்வமக்ராஹ்ய
பாவேன
ஹேது நாஜம் பிரகாஷதே. So he again says how the Upanishad presents the Atma. He says, Saha Yeshaha Paramatma, that all-pervasive reality in consciousness, Paramatma, Yeshaha, Yesha, Na Iti, Na Iti, Neti, Neti. There are two netis are there. Na it means the Paramatma is not anything in this experienced world. Paramatma is not an object of experience at all. Paramatma is not an object of experience at all. How to arrive Paramatma is not an object of experience. Only Paramatma is an object of experience, then you can say it's a part of the something, it's a product of something, property of something. You can talk, you know, it is, then you can talk about what? It has a birth, it has a death, it is undergoes changes. All these, you know, you can talk about the, if something, anything which is available for objectification as an object, can have what? Can be a part of something, product of something, property of something, it can have a beginning, it can have end, it undergo all the changes. You can talk about all these attributes only if it is a product. But what about Paramatma? Paramatma is said to be, is not an object at all, not something experienced in this world. And how do we know? There too says, all the Upanishadic statements negate Paramatma. Negate what? Paramatma being through negation of the objects, Paramatma and the Upanishads present Paramatma being not available for objectification. Help you arrive at the Paramatma. Remember what he says? Neti neti, through the method of negation, Upanishads help you to arrive at Paramatma not as an object but as the very Swarupam of the subject. So the two netis are there. One neti negates the world of objects obtaining in the form of gross perceptible universe, the world of perceptible objects. Then one neti negates what? The there is another subtle world of subtle objects, an object available for objectification but not available for perception, subtle. So Paramatma is neither the gross world of objects nor is Paramatma the subtle world of objects available for perception objectification. There are subtle things, no? Suppose we say energy is there, imperceptible, not gross, subtle. No, it's like electricity is there, imperceptible, subtle, invisible. But bulb is visible. Like that we have two types of objects. The world of objects comprising two types of objects. One is what? The gross objects available for perception. The subtle objects not available for perception, but available for objectification. I prefer thought perception. So he talks about two types of objects, subtle and gross world of objects. Atma is neither the gross object nor is it the subtle object.
Therefore, but no, Vyakhyatam very well explained. And here, Sarvam Agrahya Bhavena Hetuna Ajam Prakashate. So, Ajaha means Atma. So, Ajam Prakash means what now? Atma becomes, Atma comes to light. Atma becomes known. Atma, how Atma becomes known here? Atma becomes clear. Atma shines. Ajaha means, Ajaha here is unborn Atma. Unborn, birthless, endless, eternal reality, Atma, Prakashate shines. Ajam Prakashate means Prakashayati. Reveals the Atma. How? Hetuna, through the method. Through which method here? No, Sarvam Agrahya Bhavena. Agrahya means, Grahya means an object which is perceptible. A perceptible object. Objects available for experience is Grahyam. Grahyam na perceptible, objectifiable is called Grahyam. So, Agrahya means non-objectifiable, not available for objectification. How does the Upanishad brings to light the Atma? How does Upanishad help you arrive at the Atma? Ajam Prakashatena Atma vai vilangache puriya vaikirathu. How does the Upanishad brings the Atma to light? Help us arrive at the Atma by showing, by distinguishing the Atma from the world of objects, by negating all the objects, subtle objects and gross objects. And when you negate all the objects as anatma, neti neti, you negate the physical body also, become your own physical body becomes part of the gross universe, and your subtle aspects like mind, sense organs, pranas become part of subtle objects. So negate all of them, finally you arrive at what? The Atma, not as an object, but as the very swarupam of the subject. No, you agrahyam. So, agrahyam, not as an object. Hetuna. By which method? Through the, by negating all the objects as anatma, and thereby you arrive at the subject, and you arrive at the Atma as the very swarupam of the subject. Therefore, what happens now? When you arrive at the Atma, the swarupam of the subject, you understand Atma is neither the subject nor the object. Then what is Atma then? Atma is Shuddha Chaitanyam. This Shuddha Chaitanyam means what? It is one partless, indivisible, partless whole. And which has neither, when you understand, the Atma is neither, it has no beginning, no end, no change means, and where is the question of the Atma coming into existence? Where is the question of Atma becoming born as Jiva? How can the Atma be the cause of the Jagat or cause of the Jiva also? So Atma, the Paramatma, Parambrahma Chaitanyam is neither the cause of the universe nor is it the cause of the Jiva also. Not the cause of the individual Jiva, nor is it the cause of the Jagat. How do you know? Because Atma is not available for objectification at all. First of all, you have to arrive at the Atma. Only if you arrive at the Atma, then you understand Atma being not the cause of the Jiva or not being the cause of the Jagat also. And how do you arrive at Atma? He says, through the method of negation. Negate what? Negate all the objects. How do you negate? You negate the gross world of gross objects. You negate subtle objects also. There's a perceptible gross objects, imperceptible subtle objects. You negate all of them as anatma, and thereby arrive at the Atma as what? Not as an object. Agrahyam, agrahya bhavena. You arrive at the Atma as the, not as an object, but as the very subject. And even our subject also, what now? You arrive at object, you arrive at the Atma as the Swarupam of the very subject. Once you arrive at it, what do you understand then? Then you can see that Atma, which is available as the Swarupam of the subject, not the object, is neither the cause of the Jiva, nor is it the cause of the Jagat. Next verse actually is like our 16th verse of 2nd chapter. No, nasato vidyate bhavah, na bhavo vidyate satah, ubhayorapi drishtontah, tvanayo sattva darshibihi. The verse comes there. 2nd chapter 16th verse. I know, but not exactly that, but he uses the term sat and asat here. Sat, the word satti he is using. See next verse now. Sato hi mayaya janma.
Sato hi mayaya janma.
Yujyate natu tattvataha.
Yujyate natu tattvataha.
Sattvato jayate yasya. Jatam tasya hi jayate.
Jatam tasya hi jayate.
Sato hi mayaya janma.
Sato hi mayaya janma.
Yujyate na tu tattvatah.
Yujyate na tu tattvatah.
Sattvato jayate yasya,
jayate yasya,
jatam,
jatam,
tasya hi jayate,
tasya hi jayate.
It's a very beautiful verse. He says, see, sataha means of the reality. Parambaruluk sataha, sat means the reality. What is reality here? Existence of the reality obtaining as the existence of this universe. Okay, the reality obtaining as the existence of this universe. What is that reality which is obtaining as the existence of the universe? The consciousness, Paramatma, Parambrahma. For that consciousness obtaining, which alone obtains as the existence of this universe, for that consciousness, janma tattvataha na yujyate. Tattvataha means what? From this, in fact, in reality, there is no such thing called birth at all. Janma na yujyate. பரம்பொருளுக்கு பிறப்பு என்ற ஒன்று உண்மையில் பொருந்தாது. அப்சல்யூட் ரியாலிட்டி, யூனோ, தி பர்த் டஸ் நாட் பிஃபிட் தி ரியாலிட்டி. தி அப்சல்யூட் ரியாலிட்டி அப்டைனிங் ஆஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ், ரியாலிட்டி தி கான்சியஸ்னஸ் அப்டைனிங் ஆஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி யூனிவர்ஸ், வாட் நோ, இஸ் நாட், இட் ஹாஸ் நோ பர்த். தத்துவத்தா in reality janma na yujyate. But how do you talk about the creation birth then? As a jiva is born, jagat is born, how do you talk about? It's all mayaya yujyate, only because of maya. You can talk about the creation of the reality obtaining as the existence of the universe only because of maya, only because of avidya. I know. If you say knowing the reality, then you will not talk about the birth of the universe, creation of the universe, or birth of the jiva. Both you will not talk about. Two things we will talk when, as long as we remain ignorant of the truth, we will talk about the creation of the universe, birth of a jiva. If you know the truth, then you will not talk about the birth of the jiva and the creation of the universe. Rendu pesamattam. They both is what na? It's only apparent. It is not real. There's no real birth of a jiva. There's no real creation. There's a seeming creation, a seeming birth of a jiva. But the seeming or real, it depends upon your knowledge. If you are ignorant, then the creation of the universe is real. And then you will ask all sorts of questions. Why did Bhagavan create this universe? When did Bhagavan create? How did he create? Why did he not keep quiet? Why did he create me also then? Why did he create all these problems? Why did, again, many people ask, why did Bhagavan create both Dharma and Adharma? And why did Bhagavan create good people and bad people? Why does Bhagavan see, make good people suffer and then good, right, bad people enjoy this world better? All these questions now, all these questions are what now? Because of one thing, because of one strong understanding that Bhagavan has created this universe. Which means the universe is creation, not knowing anything. The universe is, there is a creation. So you will not talk about the creation of the Jagat. Then why did Bhagavan make, why am I born here? Even that will resolve. So Bhagavan, therefore there is no creation of birth of the Jiva also. Jiva is not born. No, the Jagat is not created. These two will, the two things we take it now. Why? Because Mayaya. Tattvataha, in reality, the no birth really is there for reality obtaining as the existence of this universe. Then, sattvataha jayate yasya. If a person is born, a sattvic person, if he has the vision of the reality, then for him, body is born. Body alone is not born, but not the Atma. Which means the birth of the body will not be taken to be the birth of the Jiva. For the person. Sattvataha jayate yasya. Now if a person who is born, if he is the sattvataha jayate, if he is predominantly a sattvic person, not only the one who is born, if a person becomes predominantly a sattvic person, if he then, because of his the sattvic, if he has the vision of the reality, vision of the, he has resolved the maya, ignorance, then for him the body alone is born, not the Atma. The body is born means what? Body is born means body comes into existence. Not out of nothing. Suddenly it is not created. Even body also only what now? It's nothing is actually created. For him, even body's birth also, it's only something coming out of something else. It is not directly created. So when you say body is also not created, Jagat is also not created, which means the body as part of the Jagat, there is no such thing called creation of the Jagat at all. For this vision to become very clear, there is no Jagat Srishtihi, Jagataha Srishtihi Nasti. Universe is not created. There is no such thing called creation. Means one should be able to see this whole universe being the manifestation. And for you to be able to see this universe being the manifestation, you should understand what it means by saying manifestation of knowledge. Arivin totrame prapancham. It's a beautiful sentence, okay? The whole universe is manifest. For you to say this sentence, if sentence one, there is no creation at all, sentence number one. And there is only manifestation. There is only, the whole universe is only manifestation. all that is here is manifestation, means the jiva is also manifestation, jagat is also manifestation. You have to say jivaha and jagat, both are nothing but manifestation. Manifestations of the only reality. And that reality is what? Pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Therefore, the pure knowledge, pure consciousness, if it is not manifest, there is no jagat. Understand this. If reality is not manifest, there is no jagat. No jagat means what? There is no jagat. Jagat will be as good as non-existent. Jagat will not be available for experience. Unexperienced jagat, unknown universe, unexperienced universe will be as good as non-existent. So for the universe to become the experienced universe, a known universe, there must be experience. For the experience or knowledge to be there, there must be what? There must be the knower. There must be the knower or the experience. It's one important lesson today. If I can teach you, then I can further explain the whole thing here. See, very important thing here. This universe, when I say universe, means all your experiences. All your experience, bring all your experiences. The gross universe, subtle universe, pain, pleasure, the actions, the fruits of actions, the enjoyment of results, all this in the form of, it's all jagat only. This, the very universe will be as good as non-existent if this jagat is not known, if it is not experienced. Now the jagat, this world which is experienced is there because there is experience. Without the experience, there cannot be the experienced world of objects. So what is experience now? There will not be experience without the experiencer. So what is experiencer? Experiencer is a status, the status given to the Chaitanyam. When does the Chaitanyam get the status of being the experiencer? When the thoughts are there in the mind, then thoughts serve as manifesting medium. The thoughts are there, then there is manifestation of consciousness. The thoughts are not there, then there is no manifestation of consciousness. It is typically like, in the presence of the opaque thing, light is said to be reflected light. In the absence of the opaque, the light is the pure light. Like the thoughts are there, there is manifestation of consciousness. The thoughts are not there, there is no manifestation of consciousness. The manifestation is not there, when the consciousness is there or not, whether the consciousness is manifest or not, consciousness is always there. The consciousness remains pure consciousness, there is no manifestation, means then consciousness also is as good as jadam. That's Shivanen Rukrad. Consciousness also is jadam, like the jadam, not jadam. Consciousness is like the jadam. Jada prapanchaha is as good as non-existent. Isn't it true? Like what? Like that's why in sleep. In sleep what happens? You are there, jagatis. You are there, jagatis. But you are there not knowing you are. You are there not knowing, jagat also is not there for you. If you are, jagat is. If you are not there, jagat is not there. Is it true? If you are, jagat is. If you are not, Jagat is as good as non-existent. Is it true or not? In sleep, what happens? Jagat is not there. Why Jagat is not there for you? Jagat is as good as non-existent for you. Why? Because you are not there. You are there or not? You are there. You are also as though you are not there. Jagat also is not there. Therefore, for you to be there, not to have, you are always there. But yes, pure knowledge is there. You means what? There is no you. There's just the pure knowledge is. When the vrittis come, then there is jiva, manifestation of jiva. Or jiva manifestation means Jagat also is manifest. If a jiva is also manifestation of consciousness, Jagat also is what? Manifestation of consciousness. So consciousness manifests jivaha and Jagat. Consciousness pure is what? In pure consciousness, jiva and Jagat remain undifferentiated, unmanifest as one Chaitanyam Brahma. The consciousness manifests, then jiva, Jagat, difference comes. Duality comes. The knower, known duality comes when? Only in manifestation. There is no manifestation. In pure consciousness, there is no jivaha, Jagat, Vedaha. There is no Ishvara, Jiva, Veda. All the differences resolve in non-dual reality. In manifestation, there is seeming difference, seeming duality, seeming knower known difference. Whereas in pure consciousness, there is no jiva jagat beda, jiva ishvara beda, or there is no seeming duality is also not there. Is it clear? Therefore, what is understood here is, this jivaha and Jagat both are manifestations of the only Chaitanyam, only consciousness. That is why the reality is what? Reality of both, the truth of jiva and Jagat is one and the same Chaitanyam. So here what he, therefore, the manifestation is not the creation. Therefore, jiva is also not a product. Jagat also is not a product. Not the creator, creation. Which means, therefore, Atma is not the karanam. What is Jagat and Jivaha? Jiva and Jagat, knower and the known, individual and the total, are only appearance of Paramatma. We can call manifestation of Paramatma, but Paramatma is not the products, not the creations. So this is the topic, this is how I had to develop it. Maybe I'll develop it from the next class. Is it okay? I just want to start the class today. I just thought I should start today. I thought I should start. It has to be developed further. Okay, I already started that. The 26th verse on, I had to redo it. 26th, 27th and also 28th now will continue. And with the 30th verse, the whole topic will be over. When I complete the 29th and 30th also, the topic will be different. The completed. All the rest of the verses, he will make it very clear how there is only non-duality of the reality. Is it konjamada neenga clear aayidcha doctor? See, that is what we are next thing what we are going to understand is the order, how the manifestation, isn't it? You have to understand the pure, how there is no duality or division in the standpoint of pure consciousness, the pure reality, there is no division. Isn't it? But in manifestation, division comes. But in manifestation, division is there means this division is not real division, only seeming division. The problem is, if you see it as a seeming division, seeming difference is no problem. But we take it as a real difference. The duality is taken to be reality. That is the problem. Is this duality real? No. It is seeming. The seeming duality, seeming division, when is it there? Only in manifestation, isn't it? If you understand the truth, fact, then the division being seeming apparent, not real, will become clear in knowledge. That is why the example is, in deep sleep state, there is neither jivas, jivatvam, neither the jivaha nor the jagat. Neither jiva nor the jagat. But what is the problem is, in sleep there is ajnanam. In waking you have to understand that. How in sleep, just as in sleep there is neither jiva nor the jagat, there is no difference. Jiva, jagat, bedaha. Difference is not there in sleep. Ishvara, jiva, beda. Difference is not there in sleep. Knower, known, division is not there in sleep. Then why it is not there? There is no manifestation. In sleep there is no manifestation. There is only pure. But the unfortunately in sleep what happens is ajnanam. But in waking you have to understand similarly, if in waking also you can understand the jiva jagat bedaha, knower known difference, division, jiva ishvara bedaha, this division being apparent also will be very clear, not real. How? Because one is understand only if there is a manifestation, there is a seeming division. If there is no manifestation, there is no seeming division also. Because everything remains undifferentiated, unmanifest. In unmanifest condition, when everything is undifferentiated, there is no difference. In manifestation, everything is differentiated, there is seeming differentiation. There is no real difference. This is all. In manifestation, when everything is unmanifest, everything remains undifferentiated, there is no seeming difference, division also. In manifestation, when it is differentiated, then there is seeming difference. There is no real difference. Isn't it? But what happens? We take the seeming difference as real difference. Because of the ignorance. So this we have to understand. We'll continue in the next class. So I'm glad. Thank you for coming today, for all of you to gather for me to be able to see all of you. I'm really pleased. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harih Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harih Om.